Hey, it's Mendel. I'm really excited to announce that I've got a brand new show on the way. It's called Water Bodies, and I'm producing it on behalf of an organization called the False Creek Friends Society. False Creek, as the name suggests, is not a creek. It's a tidal slough, and it's one of the most visible waterways here in Vancouver, where I live. It's right next to downtown, and it is always bustling with life. It also happens to have the reputation for being highly polluted, thanks to bygone industry and present-day civic infrastructure. Despite that, though, a recent BioBlitz survey revealed that it's home to more than 500 distinct species. The goal of the False Creek Friends Society is to see this waterway become a focal point of healing the intersection of ecology and urban society, and to have it serve as a living lab for us to better understand our relationship with these waters. More specifically, the proposal is for False Creek to be designated as Canada's first urban marine park with Indigenous co-governance under the 30 by 30 conservation goals. Of course, getting there is going to take some work and a lot of learning. Lessons which I think will be relevant not just for me and my neighbors, but anybody living near water. The story of False Creek's future is about public health, climate resilience, Indigenous reconciliation, more than human beings, and environmental justice. Because, after all, we're all water bodies. If you are as excited about this project as I am, you can learn more and get involved at falsecreekfriends.org. Oh, and just in case you were wondering, Future Ecologies is not going away. But it's also still not sustainable as a full-time job for me or anyone else. If you want, you can help us out at patreon.com/futureecologies. But in the meantime, I think this makes for a pretty cool balance. Oh, and I almost forgot. Water Bodies is a video podcast shot on location in False Creek. The first episodes will arrive this September, but the trailer is out now. So I hope you'll get subscribed to the Water Bodies feed anywhere. YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc. The link is in the show notes. And here is the trailer.
False Creek matters a lot to me just because it allows me and others to really connect with nature, even though we're living in a giant city.
We're fundamentally connected to the water bodies and the surroundings that we're in.
Blue spaces in particular are good for our mental and physical health.
Welcome aboard. I'm Zeta, and this is Water Bodies, a podcast from False Creek Friends.
The reality is that False Creek is actually quite alive.
How do we navigate the protection of these places that we love?
What do you imagine False Creek might look like in the next 10 to 20 years?
False Creek can become a beacon and a place to showcase the conservation efforts that are happening throughout the rest of British Columbia.
What it means to be a steward of a land.
Watch, listen, and subscribe to Water Bodies, wherever you get your podcasts. And visit falsecreekfriends.org to learn more.